Well, welcome to Friday, Portals of Prayer, Friday, September 18th, and we're going to read from Revelation chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. By the way, this is the end of all things, right? So, I mean, maybe there's some of you who go to the end of the book and want to see how it ends. Well, this is the end, right? And this is pretty exciting. So, I'm going to start actually on verse chapter 21 of Revelation, verse 22 through 27. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Psalm 69, verses 22 through 30. Let their own table before them become a snare, and when they are at peace, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation, let no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him who they have struck down, and they recount the pain of those you have wounded. And to them punishment upon punishment, may they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, let them not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain, let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, I will magnify him with thanksgiving. An open book. The only course I ever dropped in college was Accounting 101. Instead of studying, I played racquetball sports, and by the third week of class, it seemed to me that the professor was speaking in a foreign language. Debits, credits, and journal entries. I did not get bookkeeping. For my people at this time of year, there is a spiritual accounting, or how we have lived in the previous year. Set in tradition, rabbinic Jewish practice today has evolved into a man-made works righteous religion, teaching that we must do good deeds to offset our sin. The scriptures speak of an accounting. This list is in the book, the Lamb's Book of Life. Those whose names are inscribed in that book are not just guaranteed a good year, but a great eternity. We are inscribed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I pray that you are assured that your name appears in His Book of Life with your eternal fate sealed by His blood. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus. Amen. And listen, the enemy of our souls and our flesh want to make us doubt that the work of Jesus is complete on our behalf. Listen, what Jesus says is true. What God has done can never be moved. So when he says to you that you are mine and that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus and those who believe in me and are baptized or saved, please remember that if you don't believe in Christ, okay, that's one thing, then we aren't even worried about this. But if you believe in Christ, you are saved. Paul tells us that he who believes in his heart and professes with his mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, those people will be saved. And we know that we cannot profess that Jesus Christ is Lord if it were not for the Spirit giving us the ability to do that. So if you can profess Jesus Christ is Lord, that means that the Spirit is now dwelling within you, which means you had to be changed, which means you are a new creation in Christ, and He has given you all the spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and the guarantee, the down payment of the Holy Spirit has been placed in you, and now you function as someone who is torn between two kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven, which you are a citizen, and the kingdom of this world, which is fading away, which is temporal, which will not last forever, and you are caught in this tension. If you're caught in the tension, praise the Lord, because you know that you are saved. If you didn't care about the tension, if you didn't feel the tension, you probably would have to question, do I believe this? So, be encouraged that God is for you, not against you. Be encouraged that nothing can separate you from His love, no matter what you've done. He is quick and ever lives to make intercession for you. He wants to continually cleanse you of unrighteousness as we confess that we have blown it. And He is quick to forgive you. So may God richly bless your day. Enjoy Jesus. Go and share life.